Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, God is Listening, was written by Allison Keita. Chuck, an actor and martial artist, honored his mother on her 100th birthday by sharing how instrumental she'd been in his spiritual transformation. Mom has been an example of perseverance and faith, he wrote. She raised 3 boys on her own during the Great Depression, suffered the death of 2 spouses, a son, a stepson, and grandchildren, and endured many surgeries. She has prayed for me all my life, through thick and thin. He continued, when nearly losing my soul to Hollywood, she was back home praying for my success and salvation. He concluded, I thank my mom for helping God to make me all I can and should be. The prayers of Chuck's mother helped him to find salvation and a godly wife. She prayed fervently for her son, and God heard her prayers. We don't always get our prayers answered the way we'd like, so we cannot use prayer as a magic wand. However, the book of James assures us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Like this mom, we are to continue to pray for the sick and those in trouble. When, like her, we commune with God through prayer, we find encouragement and peace and the assurance that the Spirit is at work. Does someone in your life need salvation or healing or help? Lift your prayers to God in faith. He's listening. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And their prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for the example of those who faithfully pray for us. Help us to follow their example and to continually lift up our friends and family to you and trust you for their care. We thank you for your love that helps us to persevere. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Rochelle Traub, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.